Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator, live in studio with me this morning. Good morning, Violet. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. You know, the hills are white, but the roads are not, so that makes me happy.
At least in our part of the county, that is true. Yes. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. We love the updates once a month. A lot of things coming up with the holiday season in the town of Afton.
Yes, we're so excited to talk about some of that. Before we touch on some of our events coming up, I wanted to just talk about our youth basketball program. Registration is open for 4th through 6th grade boys and girls for basketball this year. The deadline for registration is going to be December 9th, so we want to go ahead and get that word out there so parents can sign up. We are also looking for volunteer coaches because we need those parents that are willing to help us out with that. And then if registration is open and ready to go at aftonwyoming.sportsites.com/player. Sorry about that. And that link can also be found on our Facebook page.
I was just going to say that's a hard website to remember, let alone pronounce. Yeah. So I've found it's just so easy to go to the Facebook page and just click it there. Mm-hmm. Violet Sanderson in studio with us again this morning. And of course, heading into the Thanksgiving week next week, that means a lot of events start rolling out with the town.
Yeah, you know, we always have our Parade of Lights that Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that's what's going to happen this year. So November 30th is the Parade of Lights. We're going to light the arch like we did last year. Thank you to Afton Volunteer Fire Department for putting those up again this year. So the parade is going to kick off at 5:30, and then some of the other things that are going to be happening that day is we are going to have Santa and Mrs. Claus at the Civic Center for the day. So they're going to be there and available on the 30th at the Civic Center from 2 to 5 p.m. So you can take your kiddos down there and visit Santa before you come out to the parade. And then another new thing that we have going on is you can see Santa's little workshop over there at the old information center. We also have a mailbox there where kids can drop off their letters to Santa. And if they want to have them returned with a note from Santa, hopefully most of the kids that are turning in their letters to Santa are going to get a return response saying thanks for being such a good kid this year. But if they would like to have a letter back from Santa, we just ask that they include a return address envelope. And so we'll be able to get that done for them. One of the other things we're doing a little bit differently for the Parade of Lights is we actually have entry registration. And we're doing that because we've got somebody that's going to be coming an MC in the parade for us. So we have a registration form available on our Facebook page. There's a link there where you can download that, fill it out, and you can email that into events@aftonwyoming.gov, or you can just walk it into the town hall if you don't have access to Facebook or the internet, or if you just want to do things old school. We've got forms available at town hall as well.
So I saw these registration forms, and the big advantage is you can have the MC that you, mm-hmm. the announcer that you talked about. They can kind of promote you as you go by and talk about your float. But I also noticed that there's some cash prizes for the winners this year. So another incentive to make sure you're on that list and businesses are participating.
And the registration deadline we do have for the parade entries and the forms, that we need to get those by 5 p.m. tomorrow, November 22nd. So if everybody could have those in to us, either emailed in or brought in to town hall, that would be great. Because then it will give us a list and give the person that's going to be announcing the parade for us time to review those.
All right. Okay. Violet Sanderson with us and the town of Afton. And what about the golf course when you head into the winter? They always have some things going on.
So Valley View Golf Course, we've got our season passes coming up after Thanksgiving. That'll be on sale. So our adult season golf pass will be $275, and our junior season golf pass will be $100. So the prices for those will increase February 1st. So we're extending that sale season a little bit this year, just so that way anybody that misses it before the Christmas season can take advantage of that before February 1st. So prices will go up after January.
Those make good stocking stuffers.
Yes.
Those season passes do.
So come on in and visit us at town hall, purchase that, and you'll be all set for your gifts.
All right. Violet, thanks so much. Anything we missed?
I don't think so. I think that's all we've got going on so far, which is quite a bit, but
yes,
it's exciting.
All right. Violet Sanderson, town administrator with the town of Afton, in studio this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up.